Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paperitalo Publications. This month, we will be talking about the demise of Pondere Newsprint. Joining me are Steve Rausch, Vice President, Editor and Publisher, and Jim Thompson, Founder. Jim, what is the history of Pondere Newsprint?
Thanks, Helen. Pondere Newsprint opened in 1989 in Usk, Washington, just north of Spokane. In those days, newsprint publishers were very concerned about the supply of newsprint and were investing in mills such as Pondere. It was a purpose-built mill, one machine with ground wood furnish. Fiber source was local forest and local sawmills. It is located an hour north of Spokane.
Steve, what is the current status of the mill?
Well, Helen, Pondere indefinitely shut down the mill this past summer, throwing 148 employees out of work. It had been jointly owned by the Lake Superior Forest Products, a subsidiary of Quebec-based Resolute Forest Products, and five major U.S. publishers. Last October, the Calypso Tribe bid $6 million for the site, but that bid was rejected. And then in December, it was listed for sale at $11.5 million U.S. dollars, following a Chapter 7 bankruptcy filing and the closure that June, but no one ponied up the money. Now it's been reported that the mill might be sold in an auction this month unless someone makes a deal to buy the property before that.
Thank you, Steve. We'll be back after this message.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We are back. Jim, is there anything that can be done here?
Well, sadly, I don't think so. Other newsprint machines have been converted to recycled containerboard. Pondere suffers from being neither near a good fiber source for recycled containerboard or near an adequately sized box market. It is stranded logistically.
Steve, do you have anything else to add to this?
Well, Helen, for background, the property has 927 acres, 29 buildings and storage facilities, and it's adjacent to a railroad and a river, but officials said that their goal is to find a purchaser who would reopen and repurpose the mill to make molded fiber or liner board. But I agree with what Jim just said earlier. I just don't see that happening.
And, you know, we've seen this time and time again. These mills that are logistically out somewhere away from everything just don't have any chance of making it in any other market than what they were made for. And like Steve said, there's 29 buildings. There's a paper machine that's relatively new in paper machine world, but it's just there's just no hope for it.
So is there any future for Pondere?
Well, Helen, I think it's headed to the scrapyard just like several other mills that were similar.
Jim, any other thoughts here?
Well, this has happened with relatively new mills before. Cortland, Alabama comes to mind. It's a famous case. It was a large four-machine mill in good condition, but the Board of International Paper decided to scrap it a number of years ago when it was only about 40 years old.
Thank you, listeners, for supporting Pulp and Paper Radio International. If you have any topics that you'd wish for us to discuss in the Wireside Chat, please email me at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.